thank you for coming tonight. As we're gathered unto him, the Lord Jesus, we're looking for a blessing from our Heavenly Father this evening. Let's just bow our heads and pray. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we are so blessed to have the Word of God, have our Bibles that we can open and learn of you, Father. Lord, I ask you to bless you, to bless you, to bless each one, and now I ask that you would bless the children. Father, I ask you, Lord, to take them up in your arms and minister to them, Father, that they would learn of Jesus and be taught of the Lord and be instructed in the Lord and be enlightened in the Lord. Father, thank you for all the children here tonight. Father, help us to learn of you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I thought so long again tonight. I know that Jesus loves the children, but you know how I know that? Because the Bible says so. But I also know it's because the children were ready to come unto him, and he was able to take them up in his arms and bless them. Well, tonight we have a lesson here that begins in John chapter 6. And it goes sort of like this. Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is called Tiberias, and they departed in a desert place by a ship, privately. You know, Jesus, I believe he enjoyed riding in the boat. It tells us that he sometimes sat in the boat when he talked to people, and the people stood on the shore. And it says they departed by ship, and when the people saw them departing, they recognized that it was Jesus. They knew him, and they saw him getting in the ship and going across the lake. And they wanted to be where Jesus was. So that's what they did. It says they ran afoot of all the sea. Wow. I wonder what that looked like. Can you imagine being a little boy and seeing all the people running down the street? And you say, where are they going? I wonder what they're going after. What are they so excited about? It says they ran out of all cities, and they outwent those in the boat with Jesus going across the lake, and they came unto him, and a great multitude followed him because they saw the miracles that Jesus did. There was never before a man like Jesus. He was doing many miracles. And he was healing people that were sick. Those that had diseases like leprosy, that there was no real cure for like cancer in our day. But when they came to Jesus, and Jesus, the lepers were healed. And Jesus even struck blind the eyes of people that were blind, and their eyes were open. Oh, there was so many miracles. And the people wanted to go to be with Jesus, and some who were sick, they really badly wanted to go to their knees so they could be healed. When you see something exciting happening, and you see a lot of people going in a direction, do you want to go too? Do you wonder what they're going to see? Oh, yes, I can remember when I was a little boy, and we used to get really big thunderstorms. Because I was little. But I don't think we get thunderstorms anymore like we used to. When I was a boy, I mean the thunderstorm in about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon when it's a high moon, and the sky starts to get black and darker and darker, and it almost got like mud. I remember we had a coal mine all over our pool, and it got so dark at like 5 o'clock in the evening in July that the coal mine went off. And it was all wind still. And the clouds were thick and rolling black. And then the thunderstorm came in. And all at once, it thundered really loud and lightning flashed. And then the rain fell down. And sometimes after that happened, the thunder flashed loud and hard. we heard fire sirens go off. And we look out the window, and by now the rain was starting to go down. And we go out and look around, the rain was stopping, and the clouds were moving on, and the sirens were going. And we see the smoke. Oh no! Lightning struck a barn! And Pop would run to the pickup truck, and all the bigger brothers were running to him. The youngest in the family. How many are the youngest in the family here tonight? And I would run too, and I'd say, Pop, can I go along too? And sometimes he let me go along because I wanted to see what was happening. And my neighbor, he was racing out his lane in his pickup truck. Everybody wanted to quick get there to help. Get the cows out of the barn or the pit. And oh, it was so exciting. You know, that's happening a little bit at this point. That people were so excited. And I can picture this, a little lad running into his mom and saying, Mom! All the people are going up the street to see Jesus. He's over in the desert place, they say. Mom, I want to go. Can I go too? I want to go down the river, boy. It looks like everybody's going. Oh, Mom, I want to go too. And Mom says, you may go. But here, wait a minute. It might get late. It's pretty far. Straight over there to that desert where Jesus is. And all these people going, who knows how late it's going to get? Here, it's not too long. All right. I would like to volunteer somebody tonight to help me. I wonder if Zach would like to come up and talk. Would you? Okay, you come on up here. Yep. You're the little lad, and you want to go run to be where Jesus is, and your mom gives you a little lunch. Now, see in there? There's two fish in there, and we'll call these crackers loaves, okay? Five loaves and two fish. So, when Jesus came and saw much people, he was moved with compassion for them. He loved the people, and he saw the people they were like sheep without a shepherd. And then he began to heal the sick and sick. And that, why don't we just call it a little like that? That got to see some sick people get healed. He got to see some blind eyes being opened. He got to see some lepers being cleansed. Wasn't that exciting? Maybe he even saw some demons come out. And people got set free. And they were happy and rejoicing each other. Now, maybe Dr. B relates to that. Dr. B maybe more about my thoughts. Now, this time of the day, you know, and the sun is already set by water, and it's evening, and the sun is set, the tide is not hard, and then the rest of the day, they go by food. But Jesus said, we're going to have to go away. And he said to Philip, one of the disciples, hey, how are we going to buy bread that all these men eat? Philip said, 200 pennies for the bread. You know how much 200 pennies for the bread? 200 pennies for the bread is, according to what I looked up in the dictionary, would be like 2 days' wages. We're daily working, 200 days' wages. I thought, 200 days. And he said, 200 days of bread. he's not saying, yes, you may have my lunch, but take the diseases, you can have all of it. And then Jesus, he commanded the people to sit down, and he took that one, five loaves and two fishes, and he made, they sat down in a company, and there was about 5,000 men. Wow. How many is that? How many do you think 5,000 is? Are 5,000 people in the tent tonight? I don't think so. How many people are in the tent tonight? 100. What do you think? This is pretty good. Maybe 100? Maybe 80? No, that's a real good guess, guys. Yeah. And you know what? If there were 5,000 in all, and they all sat down, you think you're going to sit down in groups, or like the rest, you say, of 50 or 100. So 5,000. Look, 5,000 people, that would make 100. Oh, 100 groups of 50. What a day. Or 50 groups of 100. That's a lot of people. Then Jesus took the five loaves and the two fish, and he looked up to heaven, and he gave thanks and blessed them, and then he began to break them and give loaves to the disciples. And the disciples to the moment, think of that something Jesus took the loaves and the fishes began to break it and give it to the disciples. And tells us that the disciples then took it on to all these different groups. I believe that took pretty long. He's that many times. Wow. And then it says, this is all each and were filled. They all were filled. And then Jesus says, gather up the presents that remain that not be lost. And they gather them together. And does anybody under 8 want to tell me how many baskets of fragrance they gathered together? The leftovers. How many baskets? 12 baskets. So that's more or less than what they started with. Oh, when Jesus comes and touches our lives and blesses our food, it makes it even better than it was from the start. Yes. And then it says, they were all filled and they were no longer hungry. All from that lunch that he shared with Jesus. Thank you, Zach. Now, all your family come up and get your lunch. I have lunches here for all the children. 12 and under, come get your lunch. Yep, right here in the basket. All right, we may have one. Yep, all I'm going to do is just shut them out of there, okay? All come and get your lunches. Come and get your lunches. My wife paid for this thing right there. My wife paid for this thing right there. Yeah. Oh, thank you, children. Make sure everybody gets some. While they're doing that, we can sing a verse. Oh. Let it sit here, and you can go get more after the sun.